After that, we chatted sporadically over WhatsApp. His final messages were laced with despair. "I don't like it here," he wrote, "and they've got guns, and I want to get out of here ASAP. He stopped responding to my questions about Cop AN. A few days later, I was contacted by a source. "Did you hear about Edwin?" He'd been found dead in a hotel bathtub, not far from Seoul's international airport. The door of his room had been barricaded from the inside with furniture and pillows. At their home, Yosei and Ruth pulled out pictures of Edwin and told me about his complicated youth. They asked about my last conversation with him, about which Ruth observed, "That was just before he died." Edwin's arrest and incarceration were a tipping point, they told me. After that, it was all downhill. And questions linger. If it's that easy to break in somewhere, isn't there a much bigger societal problem we ought to address? It certainly didn't help that his parents had only a hazy grasp of what Edwin actually did. The technical jargon authorities used in the case against Edwin meant nothing to them. According to the public prosecutor, it constituted one of the most serious hacks in the Netherlands' history. Edwin's work was ingenious, and the impact on Cop AN and thus on society at large, immense. By Cop AN's own reckoning, it cost him 3 million euros. After the hack, Cop AN took measures to ramp up security in its systems. Although Edwin immediately pleaded guilty to all charges in court and cooperated with the judicial inquiry, the public prosecutor was scathing in his condemnation. Edwin's actions, he charged, had been malicious and deliberate and caused imminent danger to life. "We really had no idea what he was up to," Ruth said. It brought home to him just how vastly different the risks of the digital world are from those of the real world. "It never even occurred to us that he could cause something like this." "I'm more anxious about computers now," Ruth admitted. "When he fills in his tax returns and can't get the site to work, he gets stressed out. Sometimes I'm afraid someone might be using my identity. I'm forced to depend on technologies I can't understand, and that worries me."